That's the first part. The second part, if I can ask Steve and Michelle to join me at the front. And Jason and Rebs, I don't know whether you want to stand all the way over there. Rebs, I don't know what you like with the older virus. Maybe you can stand by the door, you'll be okay, not next to me. But we've got another announcement to make this morning. We're going to kind of split it into three because the three of us are here. So I'm going to start it, hand over to Michelle, and then we're going to finish with Steve praying. Yes, she doesn't want to go near people. she'll cuddle her husband, that's okay. Just don't cough near her. It's quite an honour, to be honest, for myself to be out here to say this. I'm a little bit nervous, to be honest, so I don't want to get it wrong. And I mean that because Jason and Rebecca, gosh, that sounds so posh, doesn't it? I thought it'd be nice. Jason and Reb have, are stepping down from the leadership of Eden Church. They're not leaving the church, but Jason has been an elder in both Emmanuel and Eden. And we mention Emmanuel on purpose because Jason was an elder in Emmanuel for many, many years. They used to work over in Ukraine, and actually I think that probably was easier, even though they didn't speak the language, than actually being elders in Emmanuel. And we felt it was only right to talk about their time in Emmanuel as well, and Michelle will just briefly talk then around the time that they've been in Eden also. But when Jason was in Emmanuel Church, he was asked to be an elder, along with some other people, and again was voted in to be an elder in there. And it's quite important that you understand that it's the husband and the wife. And I say it in a half a joking way, but I'm not quite so sure they knew what was coming. The Lord did, and I think he had a bit of a sense of humor, because it was some challenging times in Emmanuel Church. We were going through some very different and challenging and difficult things. And what people don't realize and see is you see an elder, hopefully, as a swan going along, but you don't see the legs absolutely flapping like mad under the water, and you don't see the evenings they spend till midnight. In those days, a regular occurrence for the elders to meet till 11, 12 o'clock at night. It was very regular for them to meet weekly. You're then seeing people as couples who are asking for your time, and at the same time, you've got young children, and you're a married couple, and an awful lot of their time was given up in dealing with things which 95% of people in the church were totally and utterly unaware of. And they're doing that for no money. They hold down full-time jobs, and they're then coming and doing the Lord's work. And sometimes we forget about the amount of dedication and the time that's given to that role. And we are talking now, I was trying to work out 12, 13 years, maybe something on those lines, got to be. You could have done a serious crime in that time. But it's an awful lot that is given up, and it does take its toll. And I don't think we really appreciate the amount of hard work that goes in for leaders and also for their wives also, which is why you've quite rightly got both Jason and Reb standing at the front. So even though Jason has stepped down, that's a decision which he makes with his wife also because of the work that goes on behind the scenes. So from my point of view, from the Emmanuel side, thank you. Apologies, it was so hard and challenging. But the Lord put you in there for the gifts that you had, and that was the important part. The Lord knew exactly what was coming. Those many years later, and knew the skills and the gifts that they had and used them wisely for the Emmanuel Church that then formed into being the leadership of Eden. So I'll hand over to you.
And then the journey continued to Eden, and the skills and gifts they had then were transferred with the birth of Eden Church. And more so since I've become an elder, I've got to know Jace. And I would just say, you know, that there's integrity, and there's just been that real calmness behind the scenes, and we will miss that. And just want to give them thanks for all the work, because a lot of the work that Jason and Reb has done is often unseen. It's that steadfastness and the tasks behind the scene, and just that integrity and steadfastness. And we just want to really thank you for that, for what you've brought to the leadership. And I've really valued my short time with you on the leadership team, and can see really why God placed you here on that continued journey. And you've brought so much in his name, and I just want to thank you for that. And also, you know, the birth of the Barry Life Group, that's been a real blessing. And there's just so much that you give, and often that happens, isn't it, that you don't see behind the scenes. So I just want to thank you for your quiet faithfulness and for just that steadfastness in the little things that often are not seen. I just want to bless you for what you have done, and just a small gift to say thank you.
Yeah.
going to invite you to join me in just praying briefly for Rebecca and Jace. Lord, we really, really, really want to thank you for Rebecca and for Jason, Lord. We thank you most of all for who they are, but we also applaud and celebrate and are grateful for what they've done and what they continue to do in our midst, Lord, but in other spheres of their lives as well, as a couple, as parents, in their jobs, in their leisure time. It's a privilege to have them as a brother and a sister, and we are so grateful, Lord. We sense you, Lord, saying, well done, good and faithful servants. But that's not like, well done, good and faithful servants, at the end of your time on earth. It's kind of a halfway mark. And we sense you, Lord, saying, there's much, much more to come. And we pray for fruitfulness, Lord. We pray for a realization of everything that they've dreamt of and asked you for, and things that they haven't actually even dared to dream of and ask you for. And we thank you for the amazing things that lie ahead, Lord. Our heart is that that will continue to be as part of us. And we thank you that that's the case, at least for now. But we want to thank you for what's gone, but we are really excited about what's to come. I thank you, Lord, for Jason's gentleness and kindness and graciousness. And I thank you for Reb's level-headedness and wisdom and intelligence, Lord. We applaud you for those things, and we love you for those things. And I just sense as well that, like when Simon and you and I met and prayed a few weeks ago, I shared with you that you're eager to ask the Lord, so what can we do for you now, Lord? What's next? And I just sense again this morning the Lord is turning that question round. He loves you for that servant attitude, that desire to be stuck in, that desire to be making a difference. But just at this moment, he's saying, don't ask what you can do for me, but take a step back and experience what I want to do for you. And Lord, and amongst that, we know that there is healing to take place. Lord, we pray that you would bind up the wounds. We pray that you would refresh and reinvigorate. We pray that you would give Reb and Jace a lightness in their spirit and a joy in their heart, Lord. Help them to rediscover a childlike faith in you and a real enjoyment of all that you have to give to them, and to enjoy your enjoyment of them and your favor on their lives. So be still, wait for me, says the Lord. Allow me to wash over you again and to fill you for the next stage of the journey. We pray that all that would happen in your precious name, Lord. Amen.
Thank you. And in relation to the coronavirus, as leaders, we're meeting this week, and obviously we take guidance from the government in things like that, so we will keep you updated in terms of what we'll be doing for our church activities, etc. So obviously keep an eye on the notifications, etc., and we'll let you know from there. But obviously it's been a great pleasure for us to meet this morning. Are we closing with one final song? Are we? Yes, we are. We'll close with one. Apologies for staying so long, but...